This is Hey Beautiful, the podcast where we binge and recap every episode of How I Met Your Mother. No spoilers. So suit up, grab a sandwich, and settle in. Well, everybody, Liz and I are here taking a break from watching Love Island Australia.
Oh my gosh, you're telling people we're watching that? Okay, that's season gotta get cut out. We're cutting that out.
Season 3 vibes.
We're way too deep. This is embarrassing.
We ran out of Love Island UK, the Orig.
Why are you airing our dirty laundry to the world?
So now we are quickly doing Say Cheese, an awesome little episode for you guys here from our couch. And Caitlin and I will be back together next time for everyone's favorite episode, Zoo or False. It's not everyone's favorite episode. Liz is looking outraged. Everyone is really excited for it because I have been talking about how much I do not like that episode. Ooh. So there's going to be...
Salacious.
Yeah, there's going to be stuff rattling on the walls.
I can't believe there's one you don't like.
I know.
You literally say everyone is the best one.
I know. I'm always like, oh, this is a really good one. literally always say that. Okay, so before we get into the episode, I do want to remind y'all that next week, January 18th, How I Met Your Father launches, starring Hilary Duff. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Twitter said it somewhere.
Oh, Twitter said it. And your wife probably said it all over Twitter somewhere, you know?
Sure.
So Caitlin and I, for 2022... are going to be doing video recaps of our off-the-cuff feelings about the episodes as they happen. And this is going to be a perk for our Patreon members only.
Oh, I better get signed up.
Yeah. I mean, it's only $2 and you get fresh content every single week in January or in 2022. Hmm. And on top of that, you'll also get to listen to our normal episodes early. So we're really excited about that. We hope you guys will join Patreon and listen to our recaps of this new show, about which we are reserving our judgment. Because Carter and Craig are involved. That's really exciting. But, you know, sequels and spinoffs and reboots are hard. So, yeah, hope you'll join for that. Another thing, we missed Clint's legendary moment last time for Of Course. Did you watch the episode with Jennifer Lopez, How I Met Your Mother? Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay, cool. We got to watch that one sometime because it's really good. But Clint said, hey, ladies, after watching Of Course, I have to say that it's one of my favorite episodes of season 5. Two reasons, two legmos. One, the introduction of the bang, bang, bangity bang song.
Remember that song? Oh, yeah.
I told Caitlin, or I reminded Caitlin that I sent her a GIF of that the morning after we bangity banged for the first time.
Excuse me?
Did you know that?
No. Wow.
I had to.
That's getting cut out.
No way. It was already it already aired last week. Okay, so it was a heartbreaker for Robin, but I can't deny it. It's catchy. Yep. And then two, Ted's super date song. I like me some over-the-top musical numbers, and Ted and Barney delivered. Anyway, off to the next episode. Say cheese. Thanks, Clint. And we did get one new review, and I love this because last episode, I'm telling Liz this as well as anyone who missed last episode. Caitlin and I both said, you don't have to write a lengthy review. Just write like a little something. That's fine. Cause last time we had a new review and it just said good job or great job with like a thumbs up. This person's entire review is just bread with a thumbs up, but it's 5 stars. Which is what we like to see.
Your new guy.
And it's from your new guy. So thank you so much, your new guy, or our new guy, however it's phrased, for that. And that's it. So stay tuned at the end for legendary moments from listeners like you. And now let's get into Say Cheese. This episode of Hey Beautiful is brought to you by our Patreon Almighty 5-level members, Arjun, Adam, Tish, Johnny, and Ben. Thanks to all our patrons for their support of this show. Our Patreon works on a sliding scale. You give what you can each month and you'll receive all the perks we offer, now featuring video recaps of How I Met Your Father. Join for as little as $2 a month at patreon.com/heybeautifulpod. Okay, I'm going to keep it short this week. You guys know Caitlin and I love Rachel's Cookies and Treats so much. They make amazing cookies for starters, And then the cherry on top is they are a small family-owned and operated business. They're a woman-owned business. And they're Himyim fan-owned. So you really, really can't go wrong. And the double cherry on top of Rachel's Cookies and Treats is that you, as a fan of this show, get 25% off your order. Go to rachelscookiesandtreats.com. Use our promo code HBFAM at checkout. And you can reuse that code over and over again, and you'll get 25% off your order. And the best news, even better news, is that they ship everywhere in the continental U.S. So that's Rachel's Cookies and Treats.com. Okay, so we're keeping this light because, you know, it's very early 2022.
Early days.
Early days, as they say on Love Island. We're going to watch this episode, and you guys are going to get an insight into how Liz and I watch TV, because it's literally, we're pausing it every 3 minutes to talk about something in the show, right?
It's true, yeah.
So it's usually me holding the remote and Liz just saying, pause it, pause it, pause it. So we're going to have a great time with this.
Holding the remote? That's
losing the remote.
Usually takes 5 minutes to find the remote, and then we talk about it for 3 minutes, and then we'll continue watching.
It takes us like 2 hours to watch a half-hour show, usually. But there is a reason that I am excited you're here for this episode. And you're going to know what it is very, very soon, and you're going to know exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah, it's someone we both know.
Is it Brandi Carlile?
Yeah, definitely Brandi Carlile.
Is she in this?
No! Oh, Liz is such a thirst bucket for Brandi Carlile right now.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. All right, so here we go, watching Say Cheese. It's Lily's, about to be Lily's birthday. Kids, your Aunt Lily has always been one of those people who loves their birthday. Loves it. I love my birthday, too. And Marshall knows it, pulls out the little crown for her.
Dang, he's ready. It's not his first rodeo.
Yeah, Marshall's great at this stuff. She pops up.
Oh, she gets two celebrations.
Feliz cumpleaños. He does the Castilian lisp and everything. Spanish interlude with the creepy guitar player. In the lyrical rolling hills of northern Spain. He's so good.
His hair looks really good here.
Marshall's hair looks really good here?
It doesn't always look that good.
You like the curl to it, yeah. Because it can get...
It gets wild.
It gets a little too wild. But yeah, this is a nice little curl to it. So right now, Marshall's telling her that it's just going to be the five of them. A very classy dinner. I love a classy dinner. That's like the best birthday, I think.
For sure.
And me not cooking it.
Yes.
Is the best part.
Or planning it.
I just want to go somewhere and eat a whole bunch of crazy, delicious stuff and not worry what the bill is. Not because my friends are paying. I'll pay. I don't care. Right. But... I just love a really classy dinner.
Yeah, no doubt.
Speaking of, my birthday is in less than or a little over 6 months. How do you feel about that? You ready?
Feel great.
You got my tiara ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yep.
I love Marshall. Creepy.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Let's go, creepy guitar dude. Gitch. Ooh, I love Lily's blue dress. Ugh.
Hasn't taken tiara off yet. I took some naked pictures of myself before
I wrapped it. Oh my gosh. Wrong. Remember digital cameras? Isn't that crazy that we used to have a phone and a camera slung around our wrists separately? And a watch, like all separate. Like the fact that Lily is getting a digital camera for her birthday is just like such a time capsule, you know?
Who knew?
Ugh. So people are not excited about Lily's photo albums. I wish I was better at taking photos and like keeping them, you know?
Yeah, me too.
I'm not good at that.
Me neither.
So this, all right, so we're seeing the first photo of the photo album. It's a flashback to Robin becoming a citizen, which was when Barney and Robin were dating. He helped her, like, take the citizenship test and all that stuff. It was great, great fun episode. She ends up falling off the American wagon and getting drunk with a curling team and ending up in Toronto. She goes full Canadian, as Barney calls it. And, you know, they break up shortly after. But we're seeing it for the first time, and we're also seeing the photo, like the running gag we're going to see, where Marshall never has his eyes open and Barney always looks
never
great.
Never taken a bad picture.
Never taken a bad picture. No. So Barney and Robin looking in love.
Would you guys look like a couple? Hilarious. It's so rude. It's true. Totally true. Running on fumes here, but still running on fumes, guys.
The fact that even then they knew that it was just gonna burn out. I'm assuming this, they said it's like 10 months ago. Mm-hmm. They were probably already in the rough patch. Remember Fat Barney, Balding mm-hmm, Robin. Mm-hmm. So I mean I think they were already in that mm-hmm. period. But it's cute to see that how self-aware yeah. they are, at least in this flashback. Yeah. Oh, God. Here we go. Just her four best friends, babe. Just her four best friends. And here comes Ted. Who's Ted got?
Oh, God, Ted, what did you do?
Someone we've never, ever seen before. Oh, Ted is here shoot. With a girl we've never met. Another blonde girl, which continues Ted's blonde problem.
Ted.
The blondes are always the worst on this show. And no pumpkin cheesecake, which is the one thing that she really wanted. Mm-mm-mm. I have a funny pumpkin cheesecake story. I don't know if you know this. About my ex's mother trying to make me a pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Every year she would make cheesecake, and her idea of, like, a topping for cheesecake was, like, opening the can of, like, of blueberries or strawberries and pouring it on top.
Okay, yeah.
So my ex told her that I really liked pumpkin cheesecake. And so she, yeah, bitch. No. Exactly that.
Oh, my God. She just dumped
unsweetened
a pumpkin cheesecake.
Unsweetened.
What an absolute mug.
Yeah, absolute mug. Like a total fucking bell end. Like
total bell end.
Like, it's not like this was like pre-internet.
Oh, my gosh.
But clearly she had never even like seen a pumpkin cheesecake. Mm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I believe she has never seen a pumpkin cheesecake after that story.
And then I had to try it.
Did your ex know that that was not proper?
Yes.
And she made you eat it?
Because her mother was a severe narcissist with, I believe, untreated borderline personality disorder. And so everybody allegedly. In the house was very, yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, what's she going to do? Sue me?
Yeah.
No, anyway.
You said allegedly.
But everyone tiptoed around all of her insecurities, right? And she was a horrible cook. So the cheesecake was like the one thing she was okay at making, and she totally ruined it. Like, gross. I can't imagine why she thought that would be good. I mean, she must have thought I was disgusting.
Did she? Has she never had pumpkin pie before?
I don't know. A terrible cook. I don't understand how people are that bad at cooking. To not understand that you don't pour
the thing is,
unsweetened
see,
pureed pumpkin on top of a cheesecake and call it a day.
I can just see her Virginia Slim hanging out of the corner of her mouth with the longest ash on it. And she's like cranking open the can and just like dumping it out like, oh, that's it. Now,
absolutely.
There you go.
Just tapping the ash right out on top.
Oh, God. Oh, I got an ashtray right here. Taps it into the empty
disgusting.
Can of pumpkin.
Disgusting.
Fucking proud of herself.
It was so bad. And then we were never like... In a normal family, you would joke about that, right? Oh,
yeah.
We were never allowed to talk about that. One more cheesecake thing. Shout out to Betty White, RIP. Rip to the goat. She died right on the tail end of 2021. But they're all together now, you know?
Amen. Thanks, Betty.
Yeah. So before we continue, do you have anyone in your life that this sounds like?
The thing is, we all have one friend that brings somebody to places they shouldn't, right?
Yeah.
And I have one
yeah.
that loves to bring the dessert of the moment, if you will.
The random bitch.
The random person.
Yeah.
To things that are sentimental that a new person that will be, have to be cut out of the photos shouldn't be brought to.
Such as?
Like her family's yearly, like, photograph sessions.
What?
Yeah, she almost always brings whoever she's dating to the family portraits.
Like, that I did not know. I thought it was, like, friends' birthday parties. I didn't know it was... And it's not even, like, Lily taking pictures, like, in the apartment. This is, like, fucking Sears photos. Or, like...
Yeah, like, they pay a photographer and they're out on the beach.
Or all like wearing, whatever. Like, white shirts and jeans.
Very, yeah, like, whatever it is. There's been multiple women in her family portraits.
That were... It was too early. It was way too early, right?
Was too early because it never lasted.
My God, that's the worst. I can think of
at least two, and I'm pretty sure there was three.
But in the family photos,
her mom has like a book that was done with one specific one that I'm thinking of.
Do you even remember these people's names?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. So it's not like
Ted's got a couple. They weren't necessarily flings per se, but like it was still like
you should not be in the bay. If we went, I mean, I guess I might want to, like, now that we're married, I would be in the photos. But if we weren't married, I would not want to be in your family photos.
Right. There would definitely be specific photos that you were not in. And then right. maybe they do one with you just to, you know. No.
No, she puts this bitch in the middle. They're all holding her.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my
God. Fuck. That's crazy. But yeah,
she brings whoever, wherever, you know, and it's like. Absolutely no social decorum around. Is this appropriate to bring some random person?
Oh my God.
To an intimate friend event?
Yeah,
that's not.
Well, yeah, and she's tried like to a do party, that
per se.
She's tried to do that with us too. But then also on top of her bringing these random girls places, she also lets random girls plan big events.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all kind of part of the same coin, you know.
Yeah. Like her big birthdays that we all don't know about and then just have to show up for them. We're like, who is this?
Right, yeah.
Very, very bizarre.
Hey, she planned a cool night, okay? But
yeah, that was nice, but we never heard from her again.
Never saw her again! Dang.
Fuck! So yeah, that I as soon as I saw that we were going to be doing Say Cheese, mm-hmm. I was like, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're back in. It's Amanda...
My four best friends.
My four best friends and Amanda. Poor Lily. I feel like Lily probably gets some heat in this episode for being so controlling, but...
forward?
I think she's right. And this is the beginning of Marshall's slow descent into madness to keep Lily's birthday from being ruined by Ted.
Oh,
he's already, like, on edge, looking very nice in his tux.
Teddy. Oh, yeah.
Marshall looks really good. And Lily, I mean, the blue is insane.
Well, Amanda's going to make Lily a cake. She's a chef. We met when I was at a restaurant.
Make her a cake?
Right now?
It takes hours.
What are you talking about?
It takes hours for a
Amanda
cake to
Amanda didn't know
cool.
that either.
Right.
No,
and that's the other thing. Like, do these random girls, random skanks, as Lily calls them, they must feel sort of awkward, too.
I also don't think that a real-life chef
would ever do this.
To make a cake for somebody they didn't know, for somebody they're going on a date with, at that person's house. Like,
yeah.
That's... come on.
Does she... So she's probably, like, what? On, a pastry Ted. Chef somewhere?
No, she's probably does, like, the cheese board. And Ted's like, you know what goes
the charcuterie, with cheese? The charcuterie board.
Cake. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Fuck. Oh, my God. All right. So. Ugh.
Ew.
They call me the shedder at work.
And I gross.
Liz cannot do hair.
Oh,
Liz
that's
cannot do
gross,
hair.
Gross, you guys.
And I love Lily's line here.
She's a chef. We met when I rewound it.
last week. Luckily, she's got such pretty hair. I didn't mind eating a little bit of it.
I'm so glad you're making my birthday cake. Oh, you know who Lily reminds me of, like, specifically in this episode? Another one of our friends who's great, the Smush. Like, yeah. She's very into her birthday. Mm-hmm. She is loyal to friends and likes, like, I think that she would behave in the same way Lily is if someone showed up with a random skank to her birthday party. You know what I mean?
You don't fuck with that girl's birthday.
Yeah, you don't fuck with her birthday. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we found out Ted has met this woman last week.
Last week?
Because
that girl's not making a cake.
She was like emptying her brush into the soup
thing at work. Yeah, stirring it with her brush.
They call me the shatter. Ugh, sick.
That's why she's on the cheese board.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, here goes Marshall with his games. Lilia Pursuit. Of course. 32 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as possible. And why would they even?
She should be a bystander. She should be a bystander.
But it wouldn't be as funny.
True.
Right?
This is not for Lily. This is for TV.
Of course, she gets the first thing, and now she's gonna blow it. And yeah, this is just so good. Go. Question one. What is Lily's favorite color?
That's Robin.
Lily famously in blue in this episode. But I remember seeing this and being like, was she wearing pink? And then they flash over and I was like, oh my God.
I was like, she's going to say blue. She's wearing blue. Why wouldn't you say blue?
Yeah.
Pink. Fucking idiot. That's Robin.
And it's also great in this episode to watch Barney in the background. Because he and Marshall have a lot of play off of each other. Favorite color is elbow. What a fucking idiot. I believe Ted was mouthing the word yellow. Which is wrong. Which also would have been wrong. This game is called Gilding the Lily. Gilding the Lily. What a sweetie he is. You guess who wrote what? Oh my God. Everyone in her life, from her friends to her students. Lily's a kindergarten teacher. So because Amanda is brand new, Ted has to just
give context for everything. He's
catching her up. Ugh. That's the
that's the thing. It ruins the vibe.
Why do you think he does it? Because he feels self-conscious about not being in a pair? And he doesn't want to show up alone? Like, do you think that's why? Or because he's just like a romantic. Because
he really believes every girl he meets is the one.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think they do get into that later, that's why. But I think there probably is an underlying, like, anxiety thing to it, right?
Yeah, that's right. She makes the best oatmeal raisin cookies ever.
Aww. To recite every line from Goonies. Lily saw Goonies in the theater. Shut up, Ted. This is an insufferable Ted episode. I can't imagine my life without her. I love you, Lily.
Of course.
Looks right at Amanda.
You seem really nice.
That's me. That's Barney.
I meant every word.
She's got to feel uncomfortable. Lily's trying to get the photo together, and Ted is not catching the hint. Do you only wear... Here's a question I have. Do you only wear a cummerbund if you're wearing a bow tie? You wouldn't wear one with a long tie, right?
No, you would not. I don't believe, no.
Does anyone wear cummerbunds anymore?
Only people that don't know that cummerbunds are fucking lame.
I feel like Ted always opts for one.
People that are in symphonies.
Ah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's about it.
I don't know. Yeah. Zoom. What's going on? Ted, you know what's going on.
Yes, Ted. God.
And here comes Marshall trying to distract everybody with the party ads. Watch fucking Robin and Barney. Let's all be birds. No, of course not. I'm not going to let another one of your dumb skanks. Your dumb skanks.
And there's Barney looking perfect and flawless.
Honestly, the fact that it's taken Lily this long to explode about this, good for her. Yeah, that's a lot of restraint. I think that was a lot of them, you know, trying to give Ted the benefit of the doubt and, you know, let him run his course. But damn.
Damn, Ted.
This is her birthday, God damn it. You don't fuck with Lily Aldrin's birthday. Sacred day for her. I wonder what her sign is. I gotta look this up. Because the person we know with... Sagittarius. I was gonna say, the person we know with that... With that issue is definitely not issue, but the person who loves her birthday and is fiercely protective of it.
Yes.
It's because her birthday is near Christmas.
Yes, right. Yep.
So she's already territorial with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lily Aldrin birthday. March 22nd. So she's, I mean, she's just past Pisces. Which is what, an Aries, I think? They're pretty chaotic, too.
Beat me.
All right, ready?
I have no idea.
Okay, we're back. Lily's about to let it all out.
Yeah, Ted, you always do this.
Yeah, it makes it weird, Ted.
Here we go. Here we go.
Random skankling!
The receipts!
Skank Lane. Skank Lane. Skank Lane. I love that.
Bobby loves Skank Lane. You don't say.
I always, when our friend does what she does and shows up with somebody new, I'm always like, Skank Lane. Skank Lane.
Constantly.
The chorus goes like this. Happy, happy Lily Day. Barney. Christmas morning.
Girls right in the middle.
Name that bitch.
Name that bitch. It's awkward. She's like, no.
Robin's fun Robin's Easter bunny fact. Oh, happy Easter, everyone, by the way. It's Leilani.
Leilani. Gosh, Ted.
Poor Ted. The one
might be the one. Well, I can confirm that my friend never says she might be the one.
Which that's is true. That's generous.
At least she's so why, self-aware in that
so
regard.
So why does she do it? Is it her? Is it anxiety for her?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, she wants
well,
to
I mean, at this
someone.
Point, all of her friends are settled. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm sure.
Yeah, you want like a cushion and you don't want to be a third wheel, fourth, fifth wheel, seventh wheel.
Right.
Whatever it is.
I mean, she was doing this long before I met you, but
the
it got worse.
I know, but
when
the,
you showed up because
oh yeah,
she knew
panicked.
I was done.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you were done.
Yeah.
The best thing recently, you know, COVID has just kind of killed all of our filters. But she tried to introduce us to somebody. Now I don't. We're probably three people past her, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was, but Liz was just like, establish a strong foundation, and then we'll talk.
And then let us know. And she's not here anymore.
And she's not here anymore.
So
now she knows. Like, we just don't want to meet them. It's just a lot of energy, man.
Yeah, I know. But then sometimes I feel bad. Like maybe we should meet them because and just meet her where she's at, right? Because
that's true.
She's probably not on the same path that we and all of our other
friends
are.
That's true, right? It's not like I guess
maybe it just makes for good shit talking later, you know.
That's true. We are lacking
coming. Well, not true, but you know what I mean.
Yeah No, I think that you're right. So anytime she wants to walk down random skank lane, I'm ready. Yeah,
we'll make breakfast for him or something.
All right, New Year's Eve, another kind of intimate time, right? You want to be with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we've got Marshall with his eyes closed, Barney in his same pose, and this fucking random girl in the middle, again, in the middle of the photo, at McLaren's.
She's the one, Emily.
a freaking funeral.
No.
Again, middle of the photo.
Aye, aye, aye.
And all of these girls so far are pretty blonde. The blonde problem, except for Leilani. We'll give her a pass. Again, bad photo. We're at Uncle Cecil's funeral. Isabel. Lily's appendix surgery. Is that Maria Menounos? I need to look that up. That looks like Maria Menounos. Wonder how much she got paid just to be in a photo. Is that her? Whoa, apparently she has a brain tumor. I didn't know that. Oh, God, this is horrible. That's some horrible stuff. This is
depressing Google search.
Jesus. Okay, no, I guess it's not her, but it kind of looks like her. Even in the hospital, Barney
looks not blonde, great. So.
That's true.
Yeah, Barney, full suited.
And Marshall with his eyes closed, yeah.
Yep.
He said even this one. At least you didn't say she was the one. You were just trying to bang her. Respect to that one. Oh, God. Barney's birthday. Another one. Slash from Guns N' Roses walks into McLaren's. Lily's ready. Right? Who are you talking to, buddy? In the middle, in front of Slash, another blonde. He's grabbing my ass, too. How many hands does that guy have? You're such a good guitarist. Actually, I'm sorry, dude. I thought that you were Lily. So Marshall grabbed Barney's butt. Now, Robin is catching on to the conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. Of Barney always looking perfect.
And she's going to try to blow it all up. That's a nice tux he's got.
There has to be a bad picture of you. Nope, not one. What about from elementary school? Everyone has bad pictures from school. Not the barnacle.
This first of all, the laser's amazing.
Going back to elementary school photos.
Did you, I'm assuming you never bought the lasers.
No, I didn't, no.
We got them 1 year because the three of us like collectively begged for the lasers.
Our photo was always like one of the first days of school, and I feel like my mom never told us ahead of time. So, I didn't, you know what I mean?
You had no say.
No, none.
And you never, did you ever want the lasers? Did you see other kids have the lasers and you were like, oh my God.
I don't remember seeing that.
God, they were such a staple. This piece of it to me is a little bit of a continuity error because Barney as a kid was such a dork. I mean, I guess we can assume he's lying, right? But like he had a fucking ponytail.
Right, in high school and college.
Like right after college. Yeah. So like, I feel like he probably took some really dorky photos as a kid. Mm. But I guess we'll just assume that he's buying into the conspiracy at this point. Oh, Barney.
Stone cold amazing.
Dead, stoned, and cold. Eyes closed every photo. Oh, their wedding day. So cute. Eyes are open, dick is out. Robin trying to get a bad picture. Is it though?
Perfect.
Completely impossible.
The hair was perfect.
It is physically impossible for me to take a bad picture. I don't know why.
Ask God.
Ask God.
Oh, Barney.
Whoa. Birthday brat.
Whoa, Ted.
A couple pictures.
Oh, Ted. These girls have ruined so many events.
Oh, God. So it's more than just the photos. They're also ruining the actual events, like when this girl inevitably bakes hair into Lily's cake. But Ted's so wrapped up in the girls. Oh, my God, this is so good. Just started
having sex. I just started having sex.
Ted decided to come.
With the girl he had just gotten back together with,
Oh, Karen. As we know, Karen is dead. On again, off again. Horrendous nightmare of a girlfriend. Also blonde. Mm-hmm. And she's about to ruin the entire trip.
I'm so excited you're here.
Look at Marshall.
I'm so excited to have sex again.
But just before the plane took off, I want to tell you
something. Oh, my God. She's breaking up with him on the fucking plane.
Is there a thing I accept with my philosophy professor last
night? Gross.
Ew.
I think she went to pro... In the show, I think she's in Rhode Island in Providence. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing she went to Brown.
That's my thing.
She's so good at this character.
Oh my God.
Just fighting some French hip hop on the plane.
Is in between them. Oh, jeez, Ted.
Oh, and there's Lily with her homemade sign, as always, for when they get off the plane.
Ted broke up with me. I need to sleep in the room this week. I shouldn't bump with Ted.
Oh, my God. Just cock blocked him.
Totally cock blocked the moment they got off
the plane. My balls were blue. Blue!
Blue!
My balls were blue! Oh, my God. So now we get all these amazing shots from everyone just miserable in Paris. Well, almost everyone is miserable. Oh, she's made a connection.
All I wanted was a romantic kiss picture in front of the Eiffel Tower, which I actually did get. It just happened to be between Karen and Francois.
With the frickin' waiter.
Frickin' A, Karen.
Sorry, bro. Did you though?
Again.
And still.
How? Oh, the camera one gets me every time.
Yeah, you like that one.
It's so funny.
The camera loves him, basically.
When you're single, you gotta hope that each next new girl is the one.
Ted, I'm going to correct you here. You should not hope that every single person you date is the one. That's what gets you trapped in bad relationships.
God, okay.
It took me a divorce to learn that, you know, like, and also like dating after that, because it took me a while to learn that you can like be attracted to someone and hang out with them and have fun and not constantly try to force it to be something serious because you're not compatible with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but that doesn't mean that you don't. You can't enjoy your time.
Yeah, for sure.
But you don't have to be thinking that every single person is the one.
No, because you're never going to find it that
That's
way.
Exhausting. Mm-hmm. That's exhausting.
Thought
all of them are the ones.
I mean, what's the alternative?
Here's the alternative. How about no more random skanks on my birthday?
Speaking of random skanks... First of all, Amanda, as a chef, the first place you should look for cooling racks is the shelf under the oven. You ding dong. God, Amanda. Or the drawer under the oven.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to agree with Lily on this. I mean, these kind of events are hard for a new person. That's why I didn't bring Dawn tonight.
Yeah, so a reminder that Robin is dating Dawn, who she works with. Do you remember him?
Vaguely, yes.
Vaguely, yeah. So yeah, they just got together last episode after the big super date where they went all over the city, planned by Barney. And he's not here tonight because it's weird for new people. And it's because Robin knows, I mean, in addition to this story about Japan, she's going to tell, she was a random skank when she first showed up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Ted just put her right into the mix. And luckily that worked out.
Somehow that random skank stayed.
Yeah. Third date at a wedding in Japan.
Holy smokes.
And she's in the photos.
Exactly.
And somewhere in Japan, there's a photo book opening and she's saying, name that bitch. Uh-oh.
Because Robin's your best friend.
Robin's gonna, she's getting set up.
Absolutely. Careful, Lily, it's a trap. She was your best friend.
Oh, that's right. One of my random skanks. This particular skank happened to work out.
The skanky exception.
I'm crying a little bit.
Oh, God.
Here we go. This is great. Neil Patrick Harris breaks because this is just Marshall unhinged.
She's cute. She's cute. She's cute. Look, I bring girls to these events because you guys are important to me. You're my family. Go ahead, Robin. Hey, Robin.
Watch Barney. So nice.
Oh, and he's fully laughing. Yeah, that's so funny.
I love it. Oh, we got Hibachi, which will be coming back soon. I think it's in season 6 with Ducky Tie. Mm-hmm. Marshall loves Hibachi.
Hey, guys.
Uh-oh.
This is the disgusting, smelly hippie I'm dating.
Another blonde. Strawberry the blonde.
You might as well.
Disgusting hippie.
Should we order some more food? Oh, no. Strawberry's not eating.
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah. Vegetarians never eat hibachi. Party's
face.
Let's all raise a glass. For the last 3 years, our show has been
hard,
and I'm so proud of you.
Can I hand me that chocolate?
Yeah.
What? Meat is murder.
Lily is giving this heartfelt speech.
Set that up.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
And this poor hibachi cook, chef guy, just gets splattered with paint. All right, hold this. I have to get Liz some chocolate.
I've heard that Caitlin likes to snack while recording, and I don't want you guys to miss anything. I want you to have the full experience.
The full experience. Yeah, so Strawberry was a psycho. So, I mean, Ted just has selective memory. For him to not remember all these different things that he ruined, not just photos, but, like, Lily was in the middle of saying this, like, really heartfelt thing.
Paris. Gosh, Ted.
Well, he was just all in his own feelings. He was
probably trying to block that out his whole life.
Yeah. Her name was Strawberry. Oh, God. Oh, God.
She's not going to ruin your birthday. Famous last words.
Yeah, she's definitely not going to fuck everything up.
Give her a chance.
Let's work on our harmonies. Happy, happy Lily Day. Oh, here comes the cake. Magically done in what, a half hour?
Wow.
It looks beautiful.
Lori.
Happy 42nd birthday, Lori.
What the heck? Uh-oh.
And we have the music queuing up of Lily's Dead to Me music, where she usually gets flaming balls of fire in her ass.
Kids, you know how I told you about Lily's Your Dead to Me look?
Here we go.
She gets just before she explodes in white hot rage? Well, this wasn't it.
Just laughs. However, Marshall has now lost it.
40 seconds? Does this hot piece of ass look 42 to you? Or
does this hot piece of ass look 42?
Lori?
Lily, it's not okay. Ted, get this stranger out of my
house.
Oh. I'm so sorry. Out.
That was a lot for Marshall.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Marshall never gets that mad. But he's over it, man. Shut up, Ted!
Ted, the only one you can be mad at is yourself, bruh.
He's giving this look like so mad, but, like, you just ruined your best friend's birthday.
Seriously.
And the thing is, even if you're not ruining it, you're making it about you. Yes. Because now, this entire night, they've had to cater to her by catching her up and including her. And the cake is being made by this random skank. Like, and Marshall, I think if it had been done at his birthday, at his law thing, he probably didn't get mad about Strawberry in the moment, right? Yeah. But because it was Lily,
mm-hmm.
You don't fuck with his baby's one and only. His baby's birthday.
His one and only.
He got her a goddamn guitar player this morning. Oof.
Barney just starts singing.
He's such a troll. Oh my god. Well, Amanda refused to come back. She thinks you guys hate. No one cares. So you have to go apologize. You ruined Lily's birthday. And you want me to apologize? If anything, you should apologize to me. What are you talking about? You bring girls to these events, and it makes them. We're about to see another angle to this. It isn't just that the events are being ruined, but then Marshall's always on cleanup duty with these girls after the fact. Thank God you're not in that role.
Oh, no,
that these girls aren't like
no.
ingratiated to the point where they think that they can like talk to you when they break up.
Ew, no.
That'd be horrible. Thank fucking God.
No, ma'am.
But now we get to watch Marshall over the years just get sicker and sicker of it. So it's not just he was protecting Lily, he's just over it for himself too. I think that things are really serious. And then when you break up with them, you know who they turn to? Me. I've been your girlfriend cleanup crew for years. February 2005. We see Natalie again! Natalie from season one, the shirt. He called her up a second time to try and get back with her and then dumped her on her birthday. I'm back from a marathon study session at the law library. Hey, Natalie, where's Ted? Again? Oh, Natalie. What a good callback. Poor Marshall.
I think the only reason I'm not the girlfriend cleanup crew is that I never lived with her.
Oh, yeah. You know, the proximity.
Because those people would still come around after they break up.
That's true. You know, if you were living there, you would see, you would be a lot more
involved.
Thank God. Thank God. So at first he starts out, he's really nice about it because he's a sweet Midwestern guy, you know? He's not going to just leave some lady crying, even though he's exhausted. Oh, Marshy. Wow, Ted actually dated a woman of color. Who knew? Me too. Yep.
No.
Life goes on, sweetheart. Life goes on, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm going to put my life back together after this.
Oh, shut up. Tell the girl to shut up. Oh, gosh.
Oh, stop, Ted. Oh, I'm sorry my search for love has been such an inconvenience. You've been reckless, Ted. You've been reckless.
Reckless.
You know what? Maybe your precious pictures would look a lot better if I wasn't in them. They'd look a lot better if Marshall were in them.
Cheap shot.
They're a big, fat lie. They're posed. They're touched up. They're what you want our life to be, not what it is.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Okay, look at this one.
So now Ted is accusing Lily of basically faking these big moments he's apparently ruining.
2 years ago, you and Marshall got in a huge fight because you didn't want to dress up as penguins.
No. It's not just that she didn't want to. It's that she called penguins lame.
Penguins lame.
Penguins. Ow.
Smiling like nothing's wrong. Completely phony.
It's because in the moment, what matters in the moment is not going to matter years from then.
Right.
I think Lily has a good sense of, like, distance. Like, what's going to matter in the long run? Mm-hmm. And that kind of goes to what the show is about, which is that the characters kind of know they're in a story, right, that's being told in the future. So they have this sense of, like, forward perspective that I think most humans don't.
Let's get a picture. And then he pinched my cheeks really hard to get some color in the
Robin was sick.
Yeah, but
then we all ate chocolate cake in my bed. Actually, that was a really nice night.
They were good moments, even though they weren't perfect, Ted. Shut up.
Hey, look at this one.
Oh, the very first group photo. It's Marshall, Ted, and Lily in college.
Lily doesn't really take bad photos either, if we're being real here.
That's right, it was. Yeah, you remember how it happened?
Aww. This is such a sweet ending.
What pose should we do?
You hate Ted the whole episode, and then it's like, oh, very sweet. So they're trying to take their first ever roommate photo.
Two roommates
Okay, 1, 2. Oh.
Hey, Marshall. Ready for the movie?
Yeah. Just a second, though, okay? We're about to make history. We're about to take our first ever roommate picture. Yeah. Hey, why are you getting the picture, too?
Aww.
Really? So he invites Lily into their very first picture.
First skank.
Lily was the original, random skank.
Random skank in a picture she wasn't supposed to be in.
What if we break up? What if you don't? And they didn't break up. Until later. Right before their wedding. See? What if they don't?
Well, I liked you.
We have to get Amanda back.
Really?
Ted, you believed in me. It's
so Lily feels sad.
Lily, you've been believing in him, girl.
No shit.
You've been believing in him. You don't owe him any more belief. Come on.
There's also, like, parallels I'm feeling between this episode and Slapsgiving 2, where, like, they you're, like, it's so far in my face. Liz is just like with rapt attention right now. But in Slapsgiving 2, they're at the apartment too. And they're rarely at Lily and Marshall's apartment, which I think is part of it. But also they're dressed really nice. And someone gets kicked out of the apartment. And they, whenever they're at the, like Marshall and Lily's, they do these bottle episodes where like everything happens in the apartment for some reason.
Must be hard to get into.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's just reminding me of that. And then Marshall blows up on somebody and he feels bad. And then Lily feels bad. It's kind of like the same thing. So I wonder if they were written by the same person. I'm going to look that up.
For all I know, she's the one.
Thanks, Lil.
I think Lori's age has made her
very
wise.
Lori's age
of 42 has made her very wise.
Very wise.
They say your 40s are when you really get to know yourself.
Barney. Oh, there's Amanda. And I think this is a perfect example of what you were saying, which is meet your friends where they are.
Yeah.
If there's random skanks in the picture, it's just a funny story. It doesn't actually ruin anything. So there are, I mean, there are things that you shouldn't be so brittle about, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll try this. Keep your eyes closed for the last second, and when I say so, open them.
Okay, Ted.
Well, it worked for Marshall, but not for Robin. Barney still looks great.
So funny. Amanda looks great.
Amanda looks good too. Right in the middle, as usual.
Right in the middle where the new girl goes.
You would never know it was Lily's birthday. Yeah. And what, it's her 32nd birthday? 32, not 42. God damn it.
Lori.
1 year later, first of all, this is one of my favorite outfits of Lily's with the flower on the front. That's going to come back. It's a year later at the apartment, so we know they're still living in the apartment.
Okay.
It's always fun to look for clues, right? Mm-hmm. They're in the apartment. Mm-hmm. Everybody's there.
Oh, my God. Where's
Amanda? Name that bitch.
Name that bitch. There's no ring on Robin's finger.
No, it was my birthday.
Ugh, I love that outfit. Isn't that cute? Isn't that a cute dress?
Very cute. Is she pregnant with her? It just doesn't seem like a style she would normally wear.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
covering up in
early. I don't know if she's pregnant in real life or if they're alluding to a pregnancy here. I feel like they would have put something more drapey on her if they, like, obviously drapey.
Yeah, but that, okay.
If in the show they wanted you to think about pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's actively, like, real life pregnant for the rest of the show. I think she just had her two kids and then that was it.
It's like cilantro? And do you know that cilantro makes me...
So Robin has been planning for this because she put cilantro in the dip.
She's like, I'm going to get him.
Just look at him. She's so excited. And there's no random skanks, which is a little sad.
Because that means everybody has growth sometimes.
I know, but nobody's in Ted's life at this point. She got him. Yay.
Well done, Robin.
So what did you think of Say Cheese?
Excellent as always.
Did it resonate?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
totally. It's definitely... a great episode. It's one that I love. Everybody looks gorgeous in it.
Like, yeah.
The whole episode on top of it just being really well written and really fun and has a really sweet ending. It's just very
good.
Very How I Met Your Mother. We got a lot of callbacks. Mm-hmm. Excellent episode.
Yes.
Let's look at these few legendary moments and then we can talk about ours. Do you know what yours is?
No.
Okay. Well, we might get some ideas while we're going through these. I already know what mine is.
Okay.
Okay, so first is from Tish, and Tish says, I say this a lot, but Ted is a douche. He definitely should not have brought Amanda to the party. Although, don't get me wrong, Ted definitely has his sweet moments. I could have picked the cliche moment at the end when we find the first ever picture between Marshall, Lily, and Ted. But my legendary moment is just how hard Marshall is trying to make this party amazing for Lily. He's trying to be the best husband, but everyone is just messing it up. Honorable mention to the Lily birthday song. Regards, Tish. Good one, Tish. Next up is Claire. Hey, beautiful ladies. I hope you had a lovely Christmas, and thanks for giving us a few more episodes before you take a break. Very excited to find out why all the vitriol about Zoo or False. I don't remember having such a reaction to it. Oh, God. I'll watch very soon and send my thoughts. For Say Cheese, my legendary moments are Name That Bitch and Barney singing in the awkwardness after Marshall loses it. Happy New Year to you both. Love, Claire. P.S. I'm jealous of all the yummy food you enjoy. Can you ask Rachel's Cookies and Treats to open an Australian branch? Ugh, I wish. They're so, so good. Thanks, Claire. Next up is our friend Adam. And Adam says, ah, yes, here we are. A whole episode about pictures and Name That Slut. This is an okay episode to just kick back and enjoy how bad Marshall is at pictures. My legendary moment is when Marshall yells at Amanda and Barney sings Marshall's song. It's so funny. Hope you two had a great Christmas and a very happy new year. And next episode is Zoo or False. Everyone's so excited for me to rant about this episode, apparently. I better give you guys a show. Next up is Jeff, and Jeff says, I hope you're doing well and had a good holiday season as possible. Thank you. We did. It was good.
Yeah.
It was as good as it could be, right? My legmo for Say Cheese has to be Barney and the perfect photos. Best, Jeff. A very good one. I have an idea of what yours would be, just because you love Barney so much.
Okay.
Okay, next up is Chris C. And Chris says, hi, Kay. Oh, ooh, nope. Where is he? Okay, here we go. Hey, ladies. I just wanted to say that as much as I missed Kate's great energy in Hooked, thank you so much, I kind of really loved the relaxed vibe from Caitlin and Chris from the couch. Yeah, Chris is a much quieter guy than me, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
I felt like I was listening to the episode in front of a fireplace, perfect for right before Christmas. They probably were in front of their fireplace. Say Cheese is my favorite season 5 episode, partly because of the lack of Don, who I just hate irrationally, kind of like Caitlin with Victoria. I just hate his douchey face. Fair enough. Two legendary moments this episode. Marshall trying to teach the birthday song, the falsetto, and nice gets me every time. It got Neil Patrick Harris too. And the Japanese family playing Name That Bitch about Robin. The look on the actors' faces was great. Good ones, Chris. Last but not least, we have Lisa. And Lisa says, hi, ladies. It's been a while, and I hope you both had a great holiday with your families. I am so sad I missed the past few episodes, especially, of course, as it is one of my favorites. However, Say Cheese is a hilarious episode, and I enjoy it very much. My legendary moment is Marshall. Everything about him in this episode is classic. The faces in the photos, the love for Lily, the song, the games, completely on point. Very true. Stay safe and have a happy new year. Lisa. P.S. I cannot wait until the next episode. Oh, God. Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Do you have an idea?
Okay. So the first few times that we watched this, you know, back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah.
My favorite was always Barney perfect in every picture.
Right? Yeah. Like that was a good one.
That was the part of this episode that stuck with me all these years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do love Name That Bitch.
Name That Bitch is very funny.
So funny. Because it's so relatable.
So relatable for you, specifically. Mm-hmm. For me, it is a toss up between Neil Patrick Harris breaking when Marshall is trying to... Oh, I have three. I have Neil Patrick Harris breaking when Marshall is teaching him the song. Skank Lane, which I use regularly. And then the very sweet moment at the end where you find out that Lily was actually the original random skank. And yeah. that if yeah. he hadn't believed in her, she wouldn't have been in the first photo. So, yeah, that's it. I thought it was a nice, fun episode.
Yeah.
Quick. And yeah. So thank you guys for listening. We will see you next time for Zoo or False. Caitlin and I have already decided that we are just going to watch it and take notes about all the problems. And so it's going to be, again, kind of like this episode where it's a little less structured than our usual ones. But then after that, we'll be back to the normal format. But I know you guys are looking for a fight, and we're going to give it to you.
Oh, snap.
Thanks.
Watch out.
Thanks to Rachel's Cookies and Treats for being our sponsor. As always, we love them so much. Please support them if you can. They love the show just like you. If you love this recap, make sure you leave us an Apple Podcast review, even if it just says bread, as long as you give us 5 stars. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you listen so you never miss a recap as well. And we hope you'll come back next episode.
Because it's gonna be legend. Wait for it.
This has been Hey Beautiful with your hosts, Kate and Liz. Our intro or outro music is by Owl All.